Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and a companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieCare@gmail.com, or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. You guys, today is my birthday. Well, I'm not actually recording this on my birthday, but when it comes out, it will be my birthday, and I have got some fun stuff planned for you. Before I get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages I'm offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps me so much, and I'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like me to consider making available. Oh my God, you guys, I have so many new patrons to thank. This is the best birthday gift you guys could give me. Thank you, Deadspin. I can tell just from the mix of the names that a lot of this is you guys coming out to lend support to the show and listen to the bonus episodes, and I'm so, so, so excited, and I'm so grateful for you, and you just really make my life so much better by being in it. And I really just mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I'm going to read off a huge list of names. I hope I'm going to get them all right. If I don't, send me an email and explain phonetically how to pronounce it, and I will correct that for you. So here we go. Big, big thank you to Todd Saylor, Rob Murphy, Brett Horn, Scott King, Frank Badams, Kate Resta, Grant E., Ellie Self, Timo, J.M., Jennifer Thomas, N.D., Beth Golnick, Jason DeCecco, Richard Katz, Emily Ann, Steve Vetter, Morgan Worthlin, Stephanie Menvedi, Chelsea Shoemake, J.T. Kent, Sam Matthews, Kelly Tomey, Bree, Chrissy Ziccarelli, and the best one of all, you guys, this one came in when I was lying on the beach at Coney Island, soaking up the sun and having the time of my life, and I barked with laughter. I just was howling. It made me so happy. Sean Wang, patron number 69, edited his pledge from $2 to $6.90, and I love you, Sean Wang. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. It was just great, and it really, really made me so happy. So you guys, I decided since today was my birthday episode that I would do something kind of Joel-ish and indulge myself in what I wanted to do because it's my birthday. So in this first segment, I am going to talk about cleaning up after you've gotten a tattoo, because I'm getting a new tattoo for my birthday. So I'm recording this on Thursday, August 3rd. Tomorrow, I get on a plane to go to LA to see my best friend, Matt. As I mentioned, my best friend, Nicholas, is here right now. Or I don't think I did mention that. I think I said it on the bonus episode. My best friend, Nicholas, is here. There are two of them. They're both the best. I love equally. Nicholas is here from Sydney. He's in New York right now. I got to see him today. He's going to stay at my apartment through the weekend, and then he's getting on a plane to LA on Sunday, and on Monday he and I are going to Villa Blanca, which is Lisa Vanderpump, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. It's one of her restaurants, and we're going to have a big, big boozy lunch, and I get to see both of my best friends for my birthday in LA, and I'm just so, so excited. But before Nicholas gets out there, Matt and I are going to go on Sunday. We're having a big birthday party on Saturday, and then on Sunday he and I are going to go get new tattoos together. I have two small ones that are on my hip. No one can see them except me and, you know, whoever I'm sleeping with. And I'm going to get a third. The thing is about my tattoos, which is, you know, typical for a lot of people, is that I get them when I get them to mark milestones. But for me, it's not things like, you know, when I publish my first book or anything like that. It's more internal milestones when I've overcome something. And maybe, I think actually maybe a better way to put it is when I feel like I've recovered a part of myself. So the two that I have marked two periods in my life, and the second one, Matt got with me. And so we're going to go do a third one. I'm going to get an ampersand. It represents for me work hard and play hard, which is what I do. And I'm so happy. And I'm super excited about it. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see it. If you want to see it, you should follow me on Instagram. I'm at Jolie Kerr, JOLIEKERR. Cause I'll definitely be Instagramming it. Anyway, so because of that, I was like, oh, well, I'll do a tattoo question for my birthday episode, because that's like that's perfect. And also, I do get quite a lot of them. So I'm going to read this question from Harley. Love your name, Harley. Very, very sexy. And I love your tattoo, too. He sent me a photo of the tattoo in question, which is great. Okay, so Harley asks, Jolie, although I have never had a question until now, you've never steered me wrong and have certainly changed the way I do laundry. And then there's La Mob, which has pretty much stuck. Turns out that I, at long last, have something I can't get clean. I got a great tattoo about 2 weeks ago, but 2 days after the ink went down, I had to attend a two-day wedding. Over those 2 days, two brand new cotton-fitted dress shirts I was wearing kept soaking up the aftercare product my tattoo artist had me using, though the same would have happened with anything, I suspect. And I've been unable to get the stains out of the shoulder and sleeves. Any chance you have a recommendation or two that might get things back in order? Thanks for reading, Harley. So yeah, I sure do. What I'm going to do for this answer is, before I talk about taking out the aftercare product, the ointment product stains, which are frankly really the bigger problem when it comes to tattoos, I want to quickly talk about tattoo ink stain removal, because that does happen. And it's actually a very, very easy fix. So you probably, if you're a longtime listener of this show, you're already out there in the ether shouting, rubbing alcohol, that's the thing for ink. And exactly, that's exactly the thing you want for tattoo ink, is rubbing alcohol. So if you get some tattoo ink on your sheets or on your clothes, what you should do is, so rubbing alcohol comes in, you can buy it in spray bottles. And I really, really recommend that if you need to go out and buy it in the spray bottle, because it's so convenient. I did that a couple months ago, and it was like literally so life-changing for me. So spray it on the stains, and then hold the stained area, the fabric, under cold running water. Let that flush through a little bit, and then begin rubbing the stained part of the fabric against itself under the stream of water. That is probably just going to take all of the ink. The combination of the water, the friction, and the rubbing alcohol will probably take all of it right out. If not, you can just spray a little bit more and go ahead and just launder the garment as usual. So that's the thing about the tattoo ink. Super, super simple. You don't need any kind of fancy products. If you don't have the rubbing alcohol in the spray bottle, you can just, you know, like pour a little on or dab a little bit on. But the spray bottle really is like pretty, pretty life-changing, and I want to get you guys all into it. One last thing to mention about this technique is that this same technique with the rubbing alcohol and the cold running water and rubbing the fabric against itself also works on hair dye. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that about a month ago, I dyed my hair pink. I love it. It is totally life-changing for me. Kind of like rubbing alcohol in a spray bottle isn't life-changing for me. I'm actually currently not super pink. I'm currently platinum blonde, and I love that even more. I'm totally shocked by it, but I love myself platinum. But when I did the pink, my pillowcases, because it's super hot in New York right now, and even with the AC on, I would like sweat at night, and the hair dye was like running off onto my pillowcases. And so I used that same rubbing alcohol trick, and the color came right out without even having to launder the pillowcases. I mean, obviously I did launder them. But just to sort of put that in the back of your mind, if you're coloring your hair, especially if you're doing like me, sort of the unicorn, hair dye stuff right now. Okay. So let's talk about the bigger issue, which is those ointment stains. So Harley sent me a link to the specific ointment, which allowed me to look at the ingredients list. The aftercare product that he's using is called Redemption Tattoo Care. And the ingredients are basically oil-based with some sort of plant extracts like arnica in there for healing. The plant extracts are not really what the problem is. The problem is the oil. So what we need to treat here is basically an oil and grease stain, which means that we need to use our go-to oil and grease stain removing products, which are Lest Oil or Pine Sol or cornstarch. So for Lest Oil or Pine Sol, they're very similar products. I'm brand loyal to Lest Oil because I just am. What you're going to do is you're going to dab a small amount of it. Don't pour it on. It's quite a strong product. So do go ahead and apply the Lest Oil to a rag or a sponge or a paper towel or anything. And then dab that onto the stains. And then you'll launder the garment, cold water, and you'll take it out and let it air dry. Do not put it in the dryer. The reason for that is that the heat from a dryer will set a stain. And one of the problems that happens with grease stains is that when a grease stained garment gets wet, the hue of the garment changes because it's wet, and it tends to obscure a lingering grease stain. And you won't always know if a grease stain did or did not come out until it's too late if you've put it in a high heat dry. So always just err on the side of caution and do the air drying and go ahead and then just check and see if the stain came out. Great. If it's still lingering, just go ahead and repeat that process and you should be fine. You can also not repeat the process and go ahead and do the cornstarch technique, which I'm going to get to in a second. But I have one more thing to say about the Lest Oil technique. If you have an HE washing machine, I've been hearing from people that the smell of Lest Oil tends to linger quite strongly on clothing when they're washed in an HE machine. That has to do with the low water. So I would recommend using the cornstarch approach if you have an HE machine to avoid having Lest Oil smelling clothes. Because it is, I love the smell of it, but I mean, you guys know me. But it's quite a strong smell, so That's my warning about the Lest Oil and HE washing machine combination. All right, let's talk about the cornstarch method. You guys have heard me talk about this one before, so I'll try not to belabor it too much. But essentially, the idea is that you want to use cornstarch. You can also use talcum powder. That works quite well also. You want to lay the garment flat, and you want to pile an anthill-style mound of cornstarch right onto the stain. And then just leave it there for 12 to 24 hours. The cornstarch will absorb all of that grease. Like, if you think about how cornstarch is used as a thickener for pie filling, it's absorbent in its way. And so it will absorb grease. It does work quite well. After 12 to 24 hours, just brush the cornstarch away, and the stain should be gone. So there you go. That is the method for that. This is, I think, actually a great time for me to take a quick break. I will be right back with more birthday fun. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I've been having some birthday fun. Okay, before I get back to the fun, I have some not so happy birthday news to share. Dave Lozo has decided to leave the show. If you follow him on Twitter, you know that he recently lost his job at Vice Sports, and right now he needs to focus all of his attention on finding new work that's in line with his career goals. I'm disappointed, and I know that many of you will be too, but I also support him 100% in this decision, and I hope that you'll understand that this is the right choice for him and honestly for the show. He has gone back and forth with me about taking some of August off, then wanting all of August off, then wanting to come back, and then quitting entirely with very little notice. And obviously that's not been great for me in terms of having a reliable co-host to work with. But also, and I do really want to say this, and I really do mean it, he is always welcome to return if things change for him, and he wants to come back to this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. So with that said, that means that there are going to be some changes around here, and I am excited about it. I'm truly sad to lose Dave, but when one door closes, another one opens, and I have got some cool stuff planned for you guys. So I figured I would round out this episode with a rundown of what you can expect from the next few episodes of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I would, of course, always love to hear from you if you guys have ideas about show topics you'd like me to take on, if you have ideas about guest co-hosts you'd like to hear on the show. Please let me know. One of the things I'm especially excited to do is to go, basically what I'm going to do is go back to the original format of having rotating guests in the studio with me every week instead of having one dedicated co-host. And I'm excited about that in part because it brings a different energy to the show and it's really fun, but also because it's a great way to build audience. You know, most of the people who come on have a following of their own, and they their followers will come listen to the episode because they want to hear, you know, say, Jamie Attenberg, who is going to be on the show, and I'm super excited. And then they stick around because they go, oh, this is a weird little cleaning show that I love so much. So if you guys have ideas, please let me know. I'm all ears, and you know, I really love hearing from you guys. All right, so let me tell you what I have plans. I have big plans. I've been hard at work. Next week, we have the gang from Jalopnik joining me to talk all about cars. And oh my God, do we ever have an insane question to tackle. You guys, it is seriously gnarly. Plus, I just worship them, and it's always amazing when we're together. I was with them in their office a few weeks ago. I got to meet Jason Trochinski, IRL, for the first time, and I fangirled out, you guys. It was embarrassing how much I fangirled out over Jason. He is just fascinating and so great and so nice, and I just really, really enjoyed him. He and I had like a 45-minute conversation about WD-40. It was amazing. Like, I wish we actually said when we were done that, like, we should have been recording that because it would have been a great podcast episode. And we were talking about how they launder their wrenching clothes, and they're so great. So they're going to be here. Kristen Lee will be back. She is bringing with her two of her other colleagues who are great, and you guys are going to love them. And so we're just going to do a whole bunch of car stuff. You will probably hear the Jalopniks on the show, every couple of months, because I really enjoy them. And I think that we do have some really cool car stuff to do together. Then after that, my friend and like literal personal hero, Casey Johnston, who writes the column Ask a Swole Woman on the Hairpin, is coming in to talk gym gear and accessories with me. I think I had mentioned when we did the last gym gear episode that I had a second one in me. And so I asked Casey to come. She's a heavy lifter, and she is just amazing and so smart and so badass. So what we're going to do on that episode is we're going to focus, instead of on clothes and smells and that kind of stuff, we're going to talk a little bit more about accessories like protein shakers, lifting gloves, and dealing with chafing balm, because that was a thing that came up. So we're going to do that. I've also got a pet doubleheader planned, because fair is fair. If we're gonna do cats, we got to do dogs. So I will be covering cat issues with my dear friend Jaya Saxena in late August. Jaya is the one who joined me for the episode on turmeric, the worst stain in the world. Some of you have gone back and listened to that and emerged screaming, which is exactly what I want. I want you to be terrified of turmeric. Anyway, Jaya is coming back. She has a new book that's going to be coming out in late August, so she'll be here to promote that. It's fabulous. I've read it. I'm excited to talk to her about it. I'm excited to talk about her cats. I'm excited to talk about your cats. So that will be great. And then we're going to do dog messes in early October with author Jamie Attenberg. Jamie is a friend of mine. She's a very, very successful novelist. She also owns an incredibly cute doggy named Sid. And so we will be doing dog issues. It's been a long time since I've done a pet episode, so we're really due up. I think it's going to be great. In between Jaya and Jamie and their pettish episodes, I have a ton of great people coming in, including David Cho from episode 80, who, wow, you guys, you loved Cho, and I am so happy about it. The feedback on him and the episode that we did on sneakers, it was episode 80, it's called Sneakerheads, has just been great and so overwhelming for both of us. He's loved hearing from you guys how much you enjoyed him. I enjoyed him. He's going to be coming back to kick off laundry school in September. So all of September, I'm going to do laundry school again. I've got some cool stuff planned for that. I'm going to tell you about that. Cho and I, most exciting, he has a bunch of questions for me about laundry, which is why I wanted him to do the kickoff. But also, we already got follow-up from Susie and Dino from our sneaker episode. So we have updates for you on how their sneakers fared. So let me tell you, let me sort of finish up this episode. This is going to be a short one today. I didn't know that I was going to be doing this one solo. So I had to scramble a little to rejigger things. So this is going to be a little bit of a short one, but that's okay because it's my birthday. All right. So let me tell you about my laundry school plans, and then we'll wrap this baby up, and I'll go record a quick bonus for the millions of new patrons that I have now. Alrighty, I'm really excited about laundry school. You know, because I know I love laundry. So with the caveat that these plans may shift a bit because of, you know, scheduling and such like, it looks like David Cho will be back for the kickoff, and we'll do the updates from Susie and Dino about the sneakers. Then I'll do an episode devoted to surviving the laundromat. That's going to be a big one. Probably my guest for that will be someone or someones from Deadspin. If you have favorite dead spinners you want to hear from, definitely let me know. Then I'm going to do a standalone episode about jeans and denim care with my pal John Januzzi. John and I know each other from way back when he worked at GQ. He's now actually working for Twitter. And I'm super, super excited that he's coming in. We're going to have a great time. He's Mr. Fashion, and he's great and also incredibly funny. And then I will round out this series with an episode I'm calling Laundry for Goths. It's going to be all about keeping black clothes looking super black. I'm very, very thrilled. If you guys have laundry questions, please send them to me. Please, please, please send them to me at joliekerr, joliekerr @gmail.com. Alrighty. Before I wrap this off and head off to LA to go have part like three of my birthday, and then there's a fourth part when I get back to New York, because I'm just a little bratty that way about my birthday, I guess. I'm gonna go record a little bonus episode with some other work related updates that I think and hope you guys are gonna be really, really excited about. I'm really excited about it. This week's bonus episode will also, much like today's episode, be a little on the short side because I don't have someone to talk to. But when I'm in California, I will try to get some video of me and my bestie Matt using one of his cleaning machines. He has like a carpet and upholstery cleaning full-size machine. He has a Roomba. He has a dual floor cleaning carpet to hardwood mop type situation, mop vacuum situation. He's got two vacuums. He has a lot of machinery in a two-bedroom apartment in the Valley, and I love him for it. The last time I was out there in April for Easter, when I had the carrot water incident, he and I took a video of us using his carpet cleaning machine. So I'll try to do that again if we bust out the machinery, and I'll upload that to Patreon for you guys. If there are other things you want to see, just tell me. Also, my friend Molly McAleer is going to be at my birthday party on Saturday during the day. She said she's going to bring her microphones and she might record a little podcasty stuff. So there might actually be some bonus stuff that comes out of that I have an extra bonus episode for you. Anyway, with all of that, I just want to say again, thank you so much to all of all of the new patrons. I'm really excited and I appreciate the support so much. I hope you guys will not be too disappointed about the Dave news. I'm disappointed, but also I think that this is going to open a really cool new chapter for the show, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I hope that you guys will be too. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.